好，我们前面还有很多空位，这边还有和那边都有空位，大家可以往前面来坐。
You can sit forward because there are several empty spaces over here right now.
Okay. 好，我们今天是感恩节的主日，所以我们的主题也是喜乐感恩。
So today is the Thanksgiving Sunday, and our theme is to give thanks with rejoiceful heart.
我们的经文是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的五章十六到十八节。
And our verses is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18.
所以我们一起来读一下。
Let's read this section.
经文很短，我们一起同声的方式一起来读一下。
Let's read it together.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把下面的经文仰望交托在你的手中，主啊，愿你在我们当中居首位，掌王权。主啊，也让愿你真的是借着这段经文，让我们思想感恩，让我们思想喜乐。主啊，愿你来高抹孩子的口，愿孩子口中所出的话语都是你要孩子讲的。愿你的圣灵大大的使用孩子。主啊，我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。好，那前几天我在感恩节的时候，我在准备这段讲道的时候，我看到我们申超弟兄他的 Moments 上面有一篇感恩的文章。
And so several days ago, while I was preparing this sermon, I saw a brother who posted an article of Thanksgiving.
那么这篇文章里面，他就是讲了两个小故事。
And in this article, it was two stories.
然后第一个小故事是有人问一个老先生说：“你是太阳和月亮都发光，你是喜欢太阳还是喜欢月亮？”
And this story is a man asking a person who there is a sun and a moon. They both give out light. Which one do you like?
那这个老先生说：“我喜欢月亮。”
This old man says, "I like the moon."
那这个人就问他：“你为什么喜欢月亮呢？”
And this person asked the old man, "Why do you like the moon?"
他说：“因为月亮在晚上发光，说晚上没有光，月亮可以让我看清道路。但是太阳的话，在白天已经很多的光了，所以他那个，所以就没用。”
So he says that because the moon shines at night, and because at night it's dark, I can see the path by the moonlight. But in the day, it's already bright. I don't need the sun to shine.
所以我们听了，我们觉得很好笑，对不对？
We know that this is a very funny thing.
那么还有一件小故事，我想我们每个人 或多或少都会有这样的体会。
And there's another small story that we might experience, all of us.
就一个女孩大概二十多岁，她和她妈妈吵架。
And this youth, a young lady, about 20 odd, and he has a fight with the mom. She has a fight.
所以她就离家出走了。
She left home.
然后又冷又饿，怎么办呢？
And she's hungry and tired. What should she do?
然后碰到街边有一个摆摊的，然后卖面的。
And she met someone who's selling noodles by the roadside.
那这个老爷爷很好，就给了他一碗面，说不收他的钱。
And this old, this noodle stall gave her a bowl of noodles and saying that she.
那这个女孩子就很感动，她就说哇，你这老爷爷你真好。她说不像我妈妈那样。
And she was very touched and said, "You are so good. You're not like my mom."
那这个老爷就告诉她说，她我只给了你一碗面，但你妈妈却照顾你饮食起居，照顾了你二十年。
And this old person said, "I only gave you a bowl of noodle, but your mom has been taking care of you for your whole life."
那到底是应该向谁感恩呢？
Whom should you be thankful for?
所以很多的时候我们都会犯这样的错误。
Many times we commit this same mistake.
很多时候在我们周围有很多恩典，但是我们却没有发现。
And around us there are many grace and thanks, but we did not realize it.
我们都 take it for granted.
We took it for granted.
所以我们今天再来思想这个问题，什么是感恩？
So today let's think about this question again. What is thanksgiving?
那保罗在这里说要常常喜乐，要凡事谢恩。
And Paul here says, rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances.
所以感恩和喜乐是常常连在一起的。
So joy and thanksgiving is always joined together.
如果你没有一个感恩的心，你就没有办法去喜乐。
If you don't have a heart of thanksgiving, you will not be joyful.
如果你老是觉得别人欠你的，然后你又没办法去喜乐。
If you think that everybody owes you, you will not be joyful.
所以什么是感恩呢？
So what is thanksgiving?
有些东西你应得的，你得到了，你不会去感恩，对不对？
The things that you expect to have, when you have it, you will not give thanks, do you?
那你毕业了之后，你去找工作，然后老板跟你说每个月给你六千块钱。
So after you graduate, you find a job, and your boss says he'll give you $6,000 a month.
然后你工作，然后你每个月拿到六千块钱。
So then you work, and every month you get $6,000.
你会不会有一个感恩的心？
Will you have a heart of gratitude?
那有些人可能会有，我们弟兄，我相信我们弟兄姐妹会有个感恩的心，但一般人不太会有。
I believe some of us here will have the heart of gratitude, but generally people won't.
为什么？这是因为这是我工作得到的，这是我应得的，对吧？
Why? Because you feel that you've earned it.
还有一些事就是你应得到没有得到。
And perhaps some things that you're supposed to have, but you didn't have it.
那你会不会有一个感恩的心?
Will you have a heart of thanksgiving?
我想很多人可能不太会有。
I believe most will not have.
那心里面没有抱怨，没有苦读就已经不错了，对不对?
If you do not complain or be bitter in your hearts, it's already pretty good.
那么什么才是感恩呢？感恩就是没有你不应该得到的，但是你白白的得到了。
Now, what is giving thanks is the things that you're not supposed to have, but you have received it freely.
比方说你在一个陌生的城市里面，你不认识路。但是有一个很好的人，一个很 nice 的人，他给你指路，而且指得很详细。
And for example, you're in a foreign land, you don't know the, you're lost, but then a person who points you to a way very distinctly, and you're very thankful.
所以你就觉得很感恩。
You feel very thankful for.
你很感谢他。
And you thank him.
那所以说什么是感恩呢？就是要觉得，就是你觉得你不应该得到的，你不配得到的，但是你得到了，所以你才会感恩。
So what is giving thanks? It is when you receive things that you do not deserve.
但是关键这里有一个问题就是
But here there's a central question, and that is
就是我怎样才能界定什么是我应得的，什么是我不应得的呢？
That is, what, how can I discern whether these things, I deserve this or I deserve that?
那有些事情有些人觉得是他应得的，但有些事情同样的事情，但有些人却觉得是他不应得的。
And some feel that certain things they deserve it, but others think that they don't deserve it.
比方说就拿这个孩子与父母这个关系上来说吧。
For example, the relationship between children and parents.
那么有些孩子觉得，那我们知道，就是父母来提供孩子基本的生活保障，衣食住行，这是父母好像应该做的事情，对不对？
And so, for example, if the parents produce, giving, protection and love and food and everything, this seems like a basic responsibility of the parents.
所以小孩子都觉得这个是父母应该做的，所以都 take for granted.
And the children think that this is what the parents should do.
所以就像那个女孩一样，她父母为她做了。二十年的饭，照顾她起居二十年，但是她没有觉得要感恩。
Just like the young lady, the mom has been taking care of her for all these years, but she thinks that it's her responsibility.
但是关于这个教育呢
？But about education.
那有些小孩子，比方说就是现在，在美国有些小孩子就觉得我父母能够养活我到高中毕业。我去上 college 了，所以 college 就不应当去父母再去承担我的学费。
And some people in America think that once the parents can rear me all the way until high school, and after that in college, they should not pay for my education.
所以这个时候，当如果父母要提出来要分担他一部分学费的时候，他个小孩这个孩子是非常感恩的。
So if the parents say I'll pay part of your education fee, then the child will be very thankful.
但是对我们亚洲的人，对我们中国的人来说，我们的小孩子就觉得父母应该来支付我上 college 的学费。
But to Asian children, they might feel that the parents should pay for the education instead.
所以特别是那些非常贵的、昂贵的那些 private school, 是吧？
Especially
像优盼啊之类的
those very expensive private school.
所以当父母没有办法来支付的时候，我们心里面就觉得有好多的怨气，对不对？
So when the parents cannot pay for the education, we feel that kind of complaints in our heart.
所以有很多的苦读。
A lot of bitterness.
因为我们觉得我们应当得到，没有得到。
Because we think that we deserve it, but we didn't get it.
那中国呢嘛，现在就是说中国的房价也很贵，所以很多年轻人的话就要来啃老，要父母来帮他们买房子。
And in China now, the property is very expensive, and a lot of youngsters they want their parents to.
那父母帮他们买房子、买车子。
For the parents to buy a house and a car for them.
如果父母没有办法帮他们买房子、买车子的话，他们又觉得心里面就觉得。觉得有很多怨气，不公平。
If the parents doesn't do that for them, they'll feel very unfair in their hearts.
所以当父母给他们买房子、买车子的时候，他们也不会觉得感恩。
And when the parents buy those things for them, they will not be thankful.
因为他们觉得这是我应当得的。
Because they feel that this is what I deserve.
所以我们今天我们总结为什么有些人会有感恩的心，有些人没有感恩的心呢？
So we can sum up why is it that some will have a heart of thanksgiving while others don't?
因为当我们觉得我们不应当得的，我们不配得的，我们得到了，所以我们会感恩。
It's because when we receive something we think that we do not deserve, we will give thanks.
但今天的为什么我们不感恩呢？是因为我们觉得所有的东西都是我应当得到的。
And why are we not thankful? It's because we think that all the things that we don't have.
我们觉得这个世界应该围绕着我转，我应该是这个世界的中心。
We should be the center of this world.
我的父母应该围着我转，他的一生就应该是来服侍我的。
My parents should revolve around me. Their life should serve me.
所以不感恩的最根本的一个原因，其实上是一个自我中心。
And so the root of not thanksgiving is because of a self-centeredness.
就是要把我自己当做这个世界的中心。
That is to treat myself as the center of the world.
所以这是主观的原因。
This is an objective way of saying.
当然，我们也有客观的原因。
Now, of course, there is objective way of doing things.
客观的原因，比方说在生活当中有些难处。
So, for example, in your life, there's real difficulty.
那这些难处也是真实的。作为一个父亲来说，作为一个丈夫来说，如果在公司里面被 lay off， 他的难处，他的压力一下子就是会很大。
And there's real difficulty. For example, if a husband is lay off, there's a sudden increase in tremendous pressure.
那我知道我们在座的当中有些弟兄姐妹也面临着身份的问题。
And we know also as well that some of us are facing a problem of our identity.
H1B 没有抽到。
We do not have a proper identity here. No green card or
H1.
And you are faced with a lot of difficulties.
所以这些难处都是实实在在的。
These are real difficulties.
还有比方说在佛州或者奥兰多这个开车很疯狂，对吧？
And perhaps in Florida and Orlando, you drive pretty crazily.
我们高勇弟兄两年之内是吧？吃两次被偷偷了。
So there was two times one of our brothers' the cars were towed away in a year.
然后我的白色的 Camry 去年这个时候也是被撞，也被偷走。
And my Camry was totaled as well last year at this time.
所以我们看到这些东西的话，都是这些客观上的一些难处。
All this brings to us this objective difficulties in our lives.
那当我们遇到这些难处的时候，我们确实很难有一个感恩的心。
And when we are faced with these difficulties, it's hard for us to have a grateful heart.
另外，这个破碎的世界。这个世界是个破碎的世界。
And of course, this world is broken.
我们看到这个在学校里面这个 transgenders 这个 restroom， 对不对？
We see that in school there's this transgender restrooms.
我们也看到美国经济的不景气。
And of course, the economy of America is not doing well.
我们看到这个世界是一个破碎的世界。
We see this world is a broken world.
我们也最后一点是罪所造成的后果。
And finally, the result of sin.
因为亚当夏我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪，所以我们与神隔绝。
Because Adam and Eve have sinned, we are separated from God.
所以当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他第一个反应就是躲着神，对不对？
When Adam and Eve sin, the first reaction is to hide from God.
然后最后被赶出伊甸园。
And they were chased away from Eden.
然后亚当夏娃犯罪之后，人与人之间关系也开始混乱。
And after Adam and Eve sin, the relationship between mankind is deteriorated.
人与人之间也开始互相诡诈责备。
We have all kinds of sinister thoughts.
我们知道亚当的第一个反应就是说，你给我的女人，让我吃这个苹果。
We know that Adam's first reaction is that the woman that you gave me, she gave me that fruit.
然后当他们的孩子甘隐和亚伯的时候，甘隐因为嫉妒亚伯，所以就把亚伯杀了。
And to the next generation, Cain murdered Abel because he was jealous.
我们也看到人与这个受造界、人与这个自然界的关系的恶化。
And our relationship with the nature also is broken.
我们看到人因为对这个自然界过度的开采、过度的使用，我们看到沙漠化、温室效应，然后污染。
And we see all this desertification, global warming, and all that because we've been exploiting the world.
所以我们看到我们在这个世界是一个破碎的世界，因为罪的缘故，世界是一个破碎的世界。
And because of sin, this world is a broken place.
我们与那个生命当中最美好的、最美好的神的关系是断绝的。
We have been separated from the best life from God.
我们人与人之间也是在罪的影响下面，我们是互尔虞我诈，然后是勾心斗角。
We are full of sinister and desperately wicked thoughts among humans.
所以在这样的一个世界当中，在这样一个环境当中，我们有很多的理由不敢。
And so in this big environment, we have a lot of reasons not to be grateful.
因为我们觉得我们当得的我们没有得到。
Because we feel that what we deserve,
我们应当我们当得一个很好的环境，一个很好的世界，但是我们没有得到。
We are supposed to have a good world, a good environment, but we don't have it.
所以我们在这里要思考一个问题，什么是我们当得的？
So we have to think of a question, what is it that we deserve? What do we deserve?
在创世纪的第二章，那么神对亚当说，伊甸园中所有的果子你都可以吃，只是那个分辨善恶树的果子你不能吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
In Genesis 2, God told Adam, you can have all the fruits in this garden, but not that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以什么是我们当得的？当亚当夏娃吃那个果子，他当得的是什么？
When he received, when he took the fruit, what does he deserve?
他当得的就是死。
He deserved death.
而且那个死是立即的死亡，那是你吃的日子必定死。
It's an immediate death. He should die on the spot, actually.
所以这个死包括肉体的死亡，也包括灵魂的死亡。
It includes physical and spiritual death.
但我们知道亚当没有死，对不对？
But we know that Adam didn't die.
他的肉体没有死亡，他的灵魂也没有立即的死亡。
His physical body did not die immediately, and his spirit didn't die as well. Why?
因为神延迟了这样的审判。
Because God delayed this judgment.
因为神因着他的慈爱，因着他的怜悯，他延迟了这个审判。
Because of his love and mercy, God delayed the judgment.
他没有把他我亚当所当得的给他。
He didn't give Adam what he deserved.
他们，所以我们今天才有机会，我们才有机会可以出生，我们才有机会可以存活。
And because of that, we have a chance of being alive today.
那换句话来说，我们今天我们活在这个世上，我们的生命、我们的气息都不是我们当得的。
And to put it in other words, our life here, our breath every day, it's not what we deserve.
你在今天你在这世上活的每一时每一刻都不是你当得的。
And every minute and every second of you on this world, you do not deserve them.
你当得的是什么？
What do you deserve?
你当得的是肉体的死亡，尘归土，尘归尘，土归土。
You deserve a physical bodily death.
你当得的是什么？
What do you deserve?
你当得的是你的灵魂在地狱里面要承受那永远的刑罚。
You deserve the eternal punishment of hell.
这是我们当得的。
This is what we deserve.
但是神没有把当得的给我们。
But God did not give us what we deserve.
那神却因着他的恩典去怜悯我们。
And because of his grace, he have mercy on us.
所以我们在这里，所以我们在《使徒行传》的十七章，然后在这里我们看到神怜悯我们，恩待我们。
In Acts 17, we also see that God have mercy on us.
神不缺什么东西，但是却将生命气息万物的赐给我们。
And God is not in lack of anything, but He's given us the breath of life and the whole world.
他从一本造出我们来，造出万族的人，让我们住在这个地上。
And he has made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth.
我们生活动作存留都在他。
And all our breath and our life in him we live and move and have our being.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是恩典。
This is grace.
这是我们不当得的。
This is what we do not deserve.
这是我们不配得的。
This is what we're not worthy of.
前几天我和一个弟兄在谈话的时候，这个弟兄说人很奇怪的。
A few days ago I was talking to a brother and says human is really weird.
人很搞不灵清的。
You cannot understand them.
然后对人来说，最重要的东西都是免费的。
It says to mankind, the most important thing are all free.
最重要的东西都是不要钱的。
All the most important thing for man is free.
你呼吸的空气是不要钱的，你晒的阳光是不要钱的，你喝的水是不要钱的。
And the air you breathe in is free. The sunlight that you have is free. Even the water that you drink is free.
其实那个食物也不是你造的。我们知道那个所有的食物归根到底都是由光合作用产生的。
And we know that all this food you do not create it. All this comes from photosynthesis.
所以这些东西都是白白给我们的。
All this has been given to us for free.
但是那些对我们没有意义的东西，然后却是这个世界上最贵的。
But those things that we need the least, it's the most expensive.
钻石卖得很贵，对吧？
Diamond is very expensive, right?
钻石对我们有什么意义？你能吃吗？
Can you
对你的生命有什么意义？
What's the meaning of diamond to you? If let's say, can you eat it?
所以我们在看到神把这些恩典白白的给我们，这些恩典不是我们所当得的。
And God gave us all this grace.
你如果回到创世纪的第二章，你就知道这些恩典不是我们所当得的。
If you go back to Genesis 2, you know that all these things are not what we deserve.
所以我们这个称为普遍的恩典。
And this is what we call the common grace.
我们难道不应当因为这些恩典我们感恩吗？
Shouldn't we give thanks for all these things?
我们应当不因着我们这个生命，我们现在还可以存活，我们不应当感恩吗？
Shouldn't we give thanks for the fact that we still have breath?
我们难道不应当我们现在还可以呼吸这样的空气，还可以喝这样的水，还可以照这样的太阳，我们不应当感恩吗？
Shouldn't we give thanks for the fact that we can still breathe and we can still drink and still have sunshine?
所以这是普遍恩典。
This is the common grace.
但是神也给我们这些被拣选得救的人一个特殊的恩典。
But God has given to those whom He has elected a special grace.
就是上帝的救赎，白白的救恩赐给我们。
And that is His salvation, the free grace of salvation.
所以这个救赎不单是我们个人的救赎，而且是我们人与人之间关系的一个救赎。
It is not just our individual redemption, but a salvation between our relationship.
而且是整个这个受造界的救赎。
It is a redemption of the entire cosmos.
所以罗马书的三章二十三节说，我们世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In Romans 3:23 it says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。按照我们所当得的，我们是立即的死亡。
We have all sinned. We are, if according to what we deserve, we should die.
我们的肉体归于尘土，我们的灵魂在地狱里面。
Our body should return to the earth, and our spirit in hell.
但是在二十四节保罗却说如今却蒙神的恩典因着耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义
by verse 24 and now because of God's grace through the redemption of Christ we are justified
因着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死他担负了我们的罪所以我们被白白的称义
because of Jesus Christ bearing the penalty of our sins on the cross we are justified freely
以赛亚书的五十三章说他为我们的过犯受害为我们的罪孽压伤
in Isaiah 53 he bore our sins his stripes were healed by his peace we have peace
然后因他受的刑罚我们得平安因他受的鞭伤我们得医治
by his stripes we are healed and by his sufferings we have peace with God
那神的救赎不单是我们个人的救赎而且是我们人与人之间关系的一个恢复
and God's redemption is not just individual but it heals our relationship with others as well
所以耶稣被称为和平的君有一婴孩为我们诞生他要被称为奇妙的测试全能的神永在的父和平的君
and so for unto us a child is born everlasting king mighty counselor
在下面一节说他的政权与平安平安必加增无穷
and the next verse says the government of peace shall be on his shoulder
然后在哥罗西书的三章十五节又说要基督的平安在我们的心里面做主
Colossians 3:15 says to ask the peace of Christ to be Lord in your hearts
就是这个平安在我们心里面做主英文是 rule over your hearts
is to rule over your hearts with
什么意思就是说让这个平安来掌管你的心
it means that the peace should govern your heart
同样在腓立比书的四章七节也是类似的话让基督的平安来保守你们的心怀意念
and in Philippians 4:7 it's the same thing that the peace of Christ
所以在基督里面神赐给我们平安这个平安是是一不仅仅是我们自己的平安，而且是对外的一个人与人之间关系的一个平安 ，peace。
So this peace is not just our individual peace, but peace towards others as well.
所以圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And so the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, patience.
那最后，神的这个救赎不单是个人的，不单是人与人之间关系的，而且是整个受造界的。
And finally, it's not just a redemption between human relationships, but it's a cosmic redemption.
所以在罗马书的八章里面告诉我们说，这个整个受造之物，然后是当神的儿女显现的时候，在盼望脱离那个辖制。
And in Romans 8, it tells us that the creation is looking forward to the adoption of the sons of God, that they may be free from this groaning.
这告诉我们说，现在的受造之物在那个败坏的辖制之下，但是当主的儿女显现的时候。当基督再次再来的时候，当我们显现的时候，受造之物也要一同脱离那个败坏的辖制。
All creation is under the power of corruption, but when the revealing of the sons of God, when the coming of Christ comes, all the creation will be free.
那使徒行传的三章说，天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，天必留他，是主耶稣基督到天父的右边，他要待在天上，只等到万物复兴的时候。
And so in Acts 3:31 it says the heavens will retain him, that is Jesus Christ on the right hand of God, until the revival.
这里有个万物复兴的时候。
Until the time when all things are revived.
就是在启示录里面二十一章所说的，我将一切都要更新了。
And that is in Revelation 21, I will renew all things.
所以我们在这里看到神的救恩，神为我们所预备的。
We see this redemption that God has prepared for us.
按照我们所当得的，我们是要立即死亡的，我们的灵魂是在地狱里面的。
According to what we deserve, we should die, and our spirit should be in hell.
但是神为我们预备的不仅是我们个人的救赎，我们得享做儿女的名分。
But God not just only prepared for our individual salvation to be adopted as His children.
而且恢复我们人与人间的关系，我们人与人之间不再是诡诈，不再是。勾心斗角，而是和平。
But he reconciled us to one another, so that we are no longer treating one another with wickedness.
而且使我们预备的是整个这个受造界的救赎。
And finally, the redemption for the whole world.
所以，当我们思想神为我们所预备的这个救恩、神的计划的时候，我们心里面难道不应当感恩吗
？So when we think of this grand salvation and redemption of God, shouldn't we be grateful?
这些东西是我们应当得的吗
？Are these things that we deserve?
这些东西是我们不当得的，不配得的。
This is what we do not deserve, and we are not worthy of.
但是神却给我们了。
But God has given us.
最后我要讲一下在苦难当中的感恩和喜乐。
And finally, I want to talk about the rejoicing and the meaning of suffering.
那么对基督徒来说
，To Christians,
对基督徒来说，苦难仍然是苦难，但是苦难也不是苦难。
To Christians, suffering is still suffering, but suffering is not merely suffering.
我在这里借用佛教打一个什么借喻的。
It sounds something like from Buddhism.
Yeah. 苦难仍然是苦难，也对基督徒来说，并不因为你是基督徒，你的这苦难就会成为泡影，苦难就成为虚幻的了。
Suffering is still suffering, and to Christians, it's not just because you believe in Christ, then suffering becomes an illusion.
苦难也不会因为你是基督徒就从客观上就会减轻那个程度。
And suffering will not, because of the fact that you are Christians, will reduce its intensity.
所以苦难仍然是苦难。
So suffering is still suffering.
我们在苦难当中，我们会痛苦，我们会忧伤，我们会难过。
In suffering, we will still be sad, and we will still be sorrowful.
但同时，苦难从终极意义上来讲，不是苦难。
But ultimately, when we view from another perspective, suffering is not merely suffering.
Arthur Brough 说过一句话，他说从终极意义上的讲来说，对基督徒来说，没有悲剧，没有苦难。
And from Arthur Brough, he says that from an ultimate perspective, there is no sad case for Christians.
为什么会讲这句话呢？
Why would he say this?
因为我们知道上帝有两面，是不是一个公义，一个慈爱，对吧？
Because we know that God has two aspects. One is His holiness and the other is His love.
但是当耶稣基督背负着我们的罪在十字架上被钉死的时候，上帝的公义就，上帝的愤怒就在他的身上。
But when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, God's righteousness and holiness is on Jesus.
所以耶稣基督为我们承受了这样的惩罚，所以上帝对我们来说，上帝现在对我们来说，所有的只是慈爱。
And so because God, Jesus has bore all the wrath of God,Now God to us is only His love.
因为耶和华的心是赐福的意念，是赐平安的意念。
Because the mind of the heart of the God is a mind of goodwill.
所有的这一切都是因为基督已经替我们担当了一切的惩罚。
All this is because Christ has bore the penalty of our sins.
所以对基督徒来说，所有的苦难都不是真正的苦难，所有的苦难都有神的美意在里面。
So to Christians, all suffering is not mere suffering because there is goodwill of God within them.
所以苦难是神化妆的祝福。
So Suffering is a blessing in disguise.
第二个，苦难是暂时的。
And secondly, suffering is temporal.
苦难是暂时的，但是神的慈爱却是一生之久。
Suffering is temporal, but the love of God is forever.
你苦难总有结束的那一天。
There is one day when suffering will end.
当你在苦难当中学到神要你学到工作的时候，神一般就会把这个苦难拿走。
When you have learned the lessons of suffering,He will remove the suffering.
一般来说，你的苦难还没有拿走，就是说你的功课还没有学到。
Generally, if you're still suffering, it means you have not learned the lessons yet.
所以，我们基督徒要有一个超越的眼光，要有一个永恒的眼光来看这些苦难。
So we must have an eternal perspective to look at this suffering.
当我们有一个超越的眼光、永恒的眼光去看这些苦难的时候，都知道神要借着这苦难来造就我们。
So when we look at it with a transcendent perspective, we know that God is trying to mold us through this suffering.
所以神向我们所要的就是在苦难当中能够有一个感恩的心，在苦难当中能够有一个喜乐的心。
What God requires of us is to have a heart of gratitude in the midst of suffering.
神向我们所要的就是先知哈巴谷的那样的一个信心。
And God wants us to have the faith like the prophet Habakkuk.
那橄榄树不效力，无花果树不结果，葡萄树也不结果。
Even though there is no fruit on the vine, there is no fruit on the fig trees.
田地都荒芜了，圈中也没有牛，也没有羊。
There is nothing in the fields. There's no cows and no sheep.
但是神向我们所要的就是说，我要因耶和华而欢心。
But what God requires of us is that we will rejoice in the Lord.
我要以救我的神而喜乐。
I will rejoice in the God who saves.
我们在基督里面，我们能够做到这一点。
And we in Christ, we can achieve that.
基督的恩典，我们可以做到这一点。
Through the grace of Christ, we can achieve this.
耶稣基督说，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，你们就可以得安息。
Jesus says, those who are tired and weary can come to me and you will have rest.
无数的弟兄姐妹的经历告诉我们这句话是真实的，是可信的。
Many experiences of brothers and sisters tell us that this is true.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
我们在星期四的感恩的聚会当中，我们看到棒弟兄的分享，我们看到 Monica 的分享，看到他在苦难当中的经历，看到他在苦难当中学习如何去依靠神，看到他在苦难当中学习如何去认识神。
In the sharing of our Thanksgiving night, we see our brothers and sisters depending and relying on God in their sufferings.
甚至连我们的主耶稣基督也是在苦难当中学习了顺服。
And even our Lord Jesus Christ, he learned obedience through suffering.
所以我们在苦难当中，苦难当中，我们如果有一个超越的眼光的话，我们应当去 应当去感恩，应当去喜乐。
So in our suffering, if we have this eternal perspective, we should give.
那很多的时候我们没有办法去感恩和喜乐，因为我们很多的时候我们在苦难当中的时候，我们不知道来到神的面前，不知道去转向神，不知道去依靠神，不知道向神祷告。
But many times we do not come to be thankful because we do not know that in our sufferings we should come.
所以这就是保罗书为什么说的，你们要不住的祷告。
That's why Paul says you pray without ceasing.
所以我们在顺境当中要祷告。
In a good situation, we should pray.
因为我们在顺境当中借着祷告来提醒我们自己，这是神的恩典，不是我们自己所当得的。
Because in a time of smoothness, we should remind us that this is God's grace. It is not what we deserve.
我们可以在顺境当中借着祷告来思想神的恩典，来回想神的恩典，来思想基督的救赎。
And through prayer, we can think of God's grace and His redemption.
这样我们可以保持一个谦卑的心。
So that we can have a heart of humility.
然后在难处当中，我们也要祷告。
But in a difficult situation, we should pray as well.
在难处当中，在祷告当中，我们可以经历神，我们可以依靠神。
And in our sufferings and trials, we can experience God through our sufferings and we pray.
在难处当中，我们经过祷告，我们才知道神的心意是什么。
And through suffering, when we pray, we can understand the will of God.
如果你不祷告，即使你脱离那个难处，你也不知道神的心意是什么。
Now, if you do not pray, even if you are free from the sufferings, you do not know what is the will of God.
所以你就会越来越麻木，越来越冷漠。
And your heart will be numb, and you will grow cold.
如果你还没有脱离，还在难处当中，如果你不祷告的话，你的难处就是白白受的。
And if you are not away from your suffering, if you do not pray, you're
suffering in vain. 因为你不知道神要你学习什么。
Because you do not know what God wants you to learn.
所以我们知道我们有一句歌词说多少痛苦冤枉受。
And we know that there is a phrase that we have suffered in vain.
只是因为没有到基督的座前去求。
Because we do not come before the throne of Christ and pray.
所以我们要不住的祷告。
So we have to pray unceasingly.
我们在不住的祷告，我们才能够明白神要我们在难处当中学习什么。
And in this praying unceasingly, we can learn what God wants.
我们不住的祷告，我们才能在顺境当中，我们仍然知道去感恩，而不是去 take for granted.
And through praying that we can really give thanks in our hearts in our times of smoothness.
保罗最后说，这是神在基督里面向我们所定的心意。
And Paul says that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us.
所以我们如果看这段经文的话，它其实是放在提撒罗尼迦的第五章来讲的。
If we look at this section of scripture, it's placed in 1 Thessalonians 5.
提撒罗尼迦第五章是在保罗在讲末后的事情，主耶稣基督第二次再来要发生的事情。
He's talking about the end times, the coming of Christ.
所以保罗其实在这里告诉我们说，你要以一个末后的眼光，要以一个永恒的眼光来看这些事情。
And Paul is telling them you are to look at it from an eschatological perspective, the eyes of eternal.
当你以一个永恒的眼光，一个末后的眼光去看的时候，你就知道基督已经得胜了。
If you look at the eye with the eyes of the last day, you know that Jesus Christ has won.
我们活在基督的第一次再来、第二次再来的当中。
We're in this inter-advent period before Jesus' first coming.
但基督已经得胜了。当基督第二次再来的时候，他要所有的一切都要成就了。
And Jesus Christ has won, and in His second coming, all things will be manifested.
所以我们活在第一次再来、第二次再来当中，所有的这一切、一切的苦难，其实都是无足轻重的。
So all the sufferings that we have now between His comings.Will not be in comparison with what we have.
因为那个结局已经在那里，我们要进入那个神的荣耀当中。
Because the eternity is there, we will enter into.
所以世界上一切的苦难，一切的东西都是至暂至轻的苦楚。
So all the sufferings of this world is but temporal.
因为那将来的极重无比的荣耀已经在那里了。
Because the everlasting glory is already there.
当你以这样的眼光去看这世间的事情的时候。你就知道你要常常的喜乐，你就会常常的喜乐，你就会凡事的谢恩。
And when you view all things through this perspective, you will rejoice always.
所以我们要借着祷告，我们才能够常常在神的面前，我们的眼睛才能够明亮，才能够看清所有的事情。
And only through prayer we can come to see these things clearly.
弟兄姐妹，这些都不是我们所应当得的。
Brothers and sisters, all these things we do not deserve.
我们今天站在这里，我们呼吸的这里空气。不是我们应当的。
As we stand here and breathe in this air, this is not what we deserve.
我们拥有一个美好的家庭，不是我们应当得的。
We have a wonderful family. We do not deserve it.
因为按照我们所当得的，我们根本没有机会出生在这个世上。
Because if we deserve, we receive what we deserve, we are not even born in this world.
我们的灵魂在地狱里面。
Our spirit is in hell.
但是因着神的怜悯，神的恩典给我们。
But because of God's mercy and His grace.
所以这不是我们当得的。
So this is not what we deserve.
而且神给我们预备了一个美好的救恩，一个美好的计划。
And God gave us this grand redemption.
神要拯救我们，不但是要拯救我们个人，而且要把我们要放在一个美好的这个新天新地里面。
God not just saves us individually, but wants to place us in the new heavens and the new earth.
所以这一切，我们难道不应当有一个感恩的心吗？
Shouldn't we have a heart of gratitude with all?
所以当我们想到这一切的时候，我们应当难道不应当常常喜乐吗
？When we think of all this, shouldn't we be always rejoicing?
弟兄姐妹，我愿你们常不住的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that you pray unceasingly.
愿你们要常常的喜乐，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你为我们所预备的一切。
We give thanks for all that you have prepared for us.
按照我们当得的，主啊，我们应当是在地狱里面。
According to what we deserve, we should be in hell.
按照我们当得的，我们的生命今天就没有办法站在这里。
According to what we deserve, we wouldn't be standing here today.
主啊，但是我们感谢你，因着你的慈爱，我们今天得以存活。
We give thanks to you because of your love, we're alive today.
因着你的慈爱，我们今天得以成为你的儿女。
Because of your love, we can become your children today.
因为我们预备的是一个新天新地，是新耶路撒冷。
Prepare a new heavens and a new earth, a new Jerusalem.
你在天上为我们预备的是那极重无比的荣耀。
And you prepared for us this everlasting glory.
主啊，所以让我们今天活在这个世上的时候，让我们能够常常的喜乐，能够凡事感恩。
Oh Lord, help us to be rejoiceful in this. Because this is the will that you have set for us in Jesus Christ. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.